opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employers, spouses, or associates. If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on the show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
The advice given in this podcast is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing.
Then we're going to start recording.
Okay.
And also for a special plug, we've got Andrew Sprague. I promise you, he talks more than his sister did on her episode of the podcast.
It wouldn't take much.
Not much. I don't think he's got quite the stage fright that the old Haydaw's got. But anyway, Andrew, you were going to talk to us about some cattle sales. What you got?
Well, I'm going to have to go back and look at that episode because I've never seen a time when she was awake that she wasn't talking.
It
so
baffled
that,
all of us.
We were shocked.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, man, I greatly appreciate you letting me on. So we got a couple of club calf sales coming up over the next few weeks. One of them is actually coming up on the 25th of February in Pleasanton, Texas. Going to be a phone bid off. A sale that we're taking some more, Mayborn type animals to, a little more holdover, if you will, size, but I think really, really high quality. And then our kind of main event for the year is the West Texas Weekend Sale, going to be at our new facility there in Idaloo. We're going to have about 25 head, myself and some really, really good consigners. We pictured a big chunk of those yesterday and just got some of those pictures back, and man, I'm really excited. Every year I feel like we say this is the best set we've ever had. I hope I'm not barn blind. I hope that's true, but I truly do believe it.
I've really seen them. It's the best set you ever had.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
no
that.
No problem. No problem.
I'm not sure if that was a compliment or a backhanded one, but
just,
I'll take
just
it.
Take it. Just take it. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Don't think too much about it. So what kind of calves you got here? You got all sorts of breeds. You got all sorts of sizes. You know, your Fort Worth, your Houston, San Angelo, San Antones, or you got
absolutely
heavier on one than the other?
I would say we have anywhere from like some of the Mays are going to be like heavyweights at Fort Worth. A couple of them are just crossbred Charolais type calves. And then two that I'm really, really excited about, Angus Appearing, if you will. They are they're full brothers that are way, way nice. And the March sale is going to have a whole lot of red hide in it. Some short horns, a couple of manes. Man, there's a mane calf in there that I think hands down, Tyler, I don't know if I've sent you the picture of him because I just got that back today, but I think that one is as close to a special one as I've ever had a part of. I mean, I think that one is really, really
special. Is that the one you put on Facebook today?
No, that's one of the little short horns. Matt Lautner, I saw, shared that on Facebook, so that's always cool. That's a little lightweight short horn that is like wild looking. I mean, he's tricked all the way out.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So how many calves are you going to have in this sale?
So we're doing 5 head for the February sale in South Texas, and then we're going to have about 8 head of our own in the March 3rd sale, and then 25 to 30 total. And then, you know, private treaty, we're going to have another 40 or 50 after that. So we got lots of them to look at.
So it's going to be a pretty good sale.
I really think so. You know, there are so many sales that weekend and tons of good animals to look at. And this is the first year we've ever done it. But my hope and prayer is by the end of the weekend, people are talking about that. That was one of them that a guy needed to go look at. I think it's a good set.
So are you going to how can people bid on these? Like, do they have to show up? You're going to do some online? You're going to do phone-in bids?
Yep. The South Texas sale is a phone-in bid sale. Again, it'll close on Sunday afternoon. So give me a shout on that. And then the March sale is online on SteerBidder. It's going to be a really cool, I think it's just an awesome platform and just work real good because there's so many sales that weekend. So,
okay. How can people get a hold of you for the sale on the 25th? Is there a website they can go look at your calves at and get your info from there? Or do you want to put it on here? How do you want to do that?
So a couple of different options. You can go to our Facebook pages, Sprague Cattle Company. On Facebook, and also West Texas Weekend Sale on Facebook. And you're more than welcome to add me as a friend personally too, Andrew Sprague. And then my number is 806-202-6417.
Call for a good time.
Absolutely.
At least spend some money.
Yes, please. That would be awesome.
Well, is there anything we haven't thought of that you think needs to be out there for the peoples?
Man, not that I can think of. I mean, if you know us or have heard of us, we sure hope you come by and look at the calves. And if you've never heard of us, don't know us, please give us a call. We love working with kids and families. And, you know, this, I think some people think that this is a business where you make millions of dollars. I'm not sure that that's true, but we do it because of the families and the interactions that we get to be a part of. So, man, I greatly appreciate y'all letting me on.
Yeah, happy to have you.
No problem. Appreciate you doing it. We look forward to your payment for this year's sponsorship.
Absolutely. We can make that work.
So we're going to work one of them deals where every time we say Sprague Cattle Company, you send us $10, right?
Ten.
All it has to be is Sprague Cattle Company?
So Sprague Cattle Company, for example, that's $30 right here?
Sprague Cattle Company is what we need to say.
And thank y'all for coming. See you next week.
All right. Well, hey, bud, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good one.
All right, see ya.